some several meters away in her own dais, Roki Kem managed to look both honored and shy. She rose, smiling, projecting the perfect combination of determination and caring. What a fine little actress she was.
The chair recognizes the Honorable Senator Rokari Kem of Karis. Senator, your name has been put forward to assume the office of Interim Chief of State of the Galactic Alliance. Do you accept this nomination?
If it pleases the Senate, I came to Coruscant to serve not just my own people of Karis, but everyone I can serve. Whatever knowledge, wisdom, and experience I have, if the Senate wishes me to serve in this role, then serve I shall, humbly, gratefully, and as well as I possibly can.
May it please the Senate,
came a voice. Warkon frowned. It was Luette Wool, the Sullustan. He was recognized and continued speaking.
The Galactic Alliance should not discard what it has elected like a piece of clothing we don't fancy anymore. Padmal Ovan has only been in office for a short while. He's barely had time to move data pads across his desk, let alone make sweeping changes. I move this motion be struck down.
The chair agrees with you, Senator,
said Katik.
But legally, the motion has been introduced and must go forward.
Then I propose, due to the extraordinary nature of the situation, we make the vote at least 4/5 majority rather than 3/4.
The chair agrees. All in favor of 4/5 majority, cast your votes now.
Warkon gritted his teeth. He had been confident of a 3/4 majority, but there were several empty seats here today. He was not at all certain he would get the votes if it was up to 4/5. But he would have to, or they'd find him dead on the steps of the Jedi Temple. Or worse. The vote was approved, startlingly quickly. Warkon needed more time. He had to notify some of his followers. Tell them to come now. Vote now. Or...
Permission to address the Senate,
came a deep, gruff voice. A ripple of surprise fluttered through the room. Padmal Ovan himself was present. He was standing next to Wool on the Sullustan's hover dais, his hands on his hips, and he looked like he was ready to tear the throats out of the entire Senate.
The chair recognizes the Interim Chief of State,
said Katik.
Esteemed senators, I have just learned that a motion has been put forth to remove me from my office.
The chair reminds the Chief of State that he has no vote in this matter,
said Katik, looking uncomfortable.
This is true, but there is a clause stating that I have the right to address the Senate prior to a vote.
It was true. He did have the right, but it was a formality. No one ever expected a being in this position to try to influence the Senate. It was considered crude and rather oafish. The acting Chief of State was expected to endure the vote in gracious, stoic silence. But, Warkon reflected, Padmal was crude and rather oafish, and he just might inadvertently have bought Warkon enough time to call in a few favors.
By all means,
Warkon said earnestly.
I would never deny the Chief of State, Interim Chief of State, any rights he wishes to exercise.
The chair then recognizes the right of Interim Chief of State to address the Senate.
Padmal inclined his head graciously.
Thank you, my fellow senators,
he said, looking out over the vast collection of beings.
I know you think you know me, but most of you have heard rumors about my behavior, or about my brother and his organization. Let me dispel some of these before you vote on my ability to lead the GA. I will start with the history of my people and the Treaty of Vontor.
It was going to be a long, long speech.
Talk all you wish, Ovan,
Warkon thought, and picked up his comlink.